Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, September 15th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and again, it's our joy and privilege to share these messages with you each weekday, with our goal being to encourage. Today's message is titled Radical Christianity. And two verses we share today, both written by John, but one the words of the Lord Jesus, the other the words of John, both related, as you will see, from John 15, verses 18 and 19, and then one of the small epistles, 1 John 3, verse 13.
If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you.
Rosie O'Donnell, a popular entertainer whom I know little about, recently stated on U.S. television that, quote, radical Christianity is just as threatening as radical Islam, end quote. That's an amazing statement, and is one more indication of the direction our culture is headed, and the world's increasingly disdainful attitude toward followers of Jesus Christ. I'm quite certain that I would be considered a radical Christian by Rosie, and that's just fine by me. Indeed, I am a radical Christian. I take the words of my Lord and the Bible seriously and seek to obey them. Actually, I don't think I'm nearly as radical as I should be based upon what I read in the New Testament and the complete surrender to Christ that we are called to make. In complete honesty, I'm still holding on to this world more than I should. I certainly am not as radical as scores of my dedicated brothers and sisters in other parts of the world who are really paying a price for following Christ. So many are beaten, imprisoned, and even killed for their faith.
Well, I don't want to be hated. None of us do. I want to be loved and accepted by everyone, or at least by as many as possible. I certainly don't try to offend. But I also want to be true to my call and faithfully proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ to a dying world. This expression of our Christian faith is increasingly being called radical and perceived as dangerous by the world system.
Well, the daily texts are interesting today. I've often tended to skip over them. They're verses that relate to Jesus speaking to his disciples just prior to his death. These final instructions in John's Gospel are among the most familiar portions of God's Word. Most of you who have followed Christ for any length of time have very likely memorized at least some verses from this portion. Well, for the most part, they just haven't applied in my life. I have perhaps considered it as relevant for people to whom they were initially written, or perhaps to modern-day believers elsewhere, but in my own lifetime, I do not perceive that I have been hated because I follow Christ. But that's changing. And it's changing quickly, practically furiously. At 51 years of age, it's hard to believe, but dominant culture shows increasing disdain for Jesus Christ and his serious followers, and reckons radical Christianity, that is, serious, committed Christianity, as a grave danger.
One distressing accommodation is when those with a Christian background seek to find acceptance with the world and avoid offending others by eliminating what seems to be the greatest source of offense, the name of Jesus Christ.
Join Brooksine and myself in boldly and unashamedly proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ. Let us take a radical stand for the truth. And as we do so, quite frankly, we must prepare to be increasingly hated by the world.
Let's pray together. Lord, you know the pulse, the spiritual pulse of my heart. The allurement to go with the popular and trendy way of thinking is ever before me. This is especially true since I'm barraged with these kinds of messages every single day. There are even some who are subject daily to these messages in their own families. Help me to be intentional in taking a bold stand as I go against the waves of humanism and false religious systems. May my love and devotion to you, Jesus, rise up and overtake any fear or intimidation that would paralyze my witness in settings where your name is not revered. I love you, Jesus, and since I no longer belong to this world, I will never find a comfortable place here. Since you chose to take me out of the world, my place of comfort is in the future, eternal, sinless heaven, which is the future home for the redeemed. Give me grace and endurance in the meantime to be a faithful witness even when hated and maligned by others. Amen.
Amen. That's one powerful prayer, Brooksine, and I consider, as you prayed, my own life and my desire again to find myself of that level of surrender and commitment to the Lord. Well, again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepared this message Friday morning, September 15th. Normally at this point, I point out additional resources on our website, but we are transferring the entire website to a new server, and at the moment, it's not available. And thus, I will not do so. However, I'm hoping it will be up, and I know this podcast will be listened not only today, the 15th, but onward. Our site is www.dailyencouragement.net, and I expect any time for the site to be available once again. And on the site today, we do have a couple songs that we have appreciated. One we could not find in an audio sense, but it's a song Brooksine immediately thought would fit called Say the Name. We were unable to find a suitable audio version, but we did consider in looking a song by a musician we've really enjoyed for many years, Graham Kendrick. A song, surely speaking of tremendous commitment, titled All I Once Held Dear. There is an audio link to that, as well as a link to the lyrics to that as well, and a link to his own site, and we make some notes about him. A couple books that come to mind today as I prepare the message are The Name by Franklin Graham and The Criminalization of Christianity. Both of these are available for a further review and purchase if you desire, based on links from the site. Also have up today quite a number of websites regarding worldview issues and apologetics, if you care to look when that site again is back up. Well, the site has been down. We've been quite a time the last couple of days. I know my email has not been delivered as it should to me, or perhaps even from me to people, which is disappointing. But we expect this to be fixed soon. And we want to just encourage you to continue to stay faithful in your walk with the Lord. I make no apologies to being a radical Christian, and again, in the sense of being serious and committed and sold out to the cause of Christ. May you be so as well. God bless you. Stay faithful.